From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The 2024 U.S. wildfire forecast is out, and this season is expected to be below the historical average in terms of the number of fires and acres burned. Fires across the country are predicted to burn between 4 and 6 million acres of land this season, below the historical average of around 7 million acres. Similar to last year, fire activity is projected to be higher across Canada. The Canadian wildfire season is expected to be near to above average overall in terms of the number of fires and well above average in terms of the acreage burned. However, the numbers will be much less than those of last season, which were record-shattering. There are concerns that air quality could be impacted periodically due to larger blazes that may break out. Air quality across Canada and the northern U.S. could worsen at times during the summer, affecting people outside, especially those with breathing conditions. You can find a detailed air quality forecast for your area by visiting AccuWeather's Air Quality Center, powered by Plume Labs, at AccuWeather.com. The western half of the U.S. typically accounts for some of the largest wildfires across the country. This year, it may take some time for the wildfire season to ramp up across the West Coast states and Rocky Mountains. Stormy weather lingering over the Northwest into the latter part of spring will put a lid on wildfires, suppressing the fire danger. Conditions will gradually become more conducive for fires by midsummer in the Northwest and Northern Rockies. Wildfire season in these regions will begin to kick into gear in July and persist into early autumn. The annual monsoon across the southwestern U.S. is one of the key factors in fire activity across the region. Monsoon-induced thunderstorms could be a double-edged sword. Downpours and an uptick in humidity can help crews battle and contain wildfires, while lightning strikes can trigger new fires. The start of the monsoon this year is likely to be slow at first before picking up in July and August. Any fires that do break out early in the summer might burn longer due to this delayed start to the monsoon. High heat, dry conditions, and high evaporation rates are expected in June and July for the interior Southwest, which can raise the fire risk significantly. California has been home to some of the worst fires in the U.S. over the past decade, but following a wet and stormy winter, wildfires will likely be limited until later in the summer. Peak fire season in California is expected from September into November. However, people in California should remain vigilant as there is still a chance of fires breaking out earlier in the year. The largest fire so far this year was in Texas, where a rapidly spreading grass fire fueled by powerful winds scorched more than 1 million acres, left at least 2 people dead, and killed at least 7,000 head of cattle. AccuWeather meteorologists say this region of the Texas Panhandle and other nearby areas of the Southern Plains face a high to extreme risk of significant fires in 2024. Significant fires could also break out around Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and northwestern Ontario, due in part to weather patterns across the region dating back to late last year. June and July pose a particular elevated fire risk for these areas due to an uptick in thunderstorm activity. Lightning from storms can potentially spark some fires. In the Northeast, significant greening will prevent late spring and early summer fires. This is much different from last year, when New Jersey had its worst wildfire season in 20 years. Smoke from fires may billow across the Midwest and the eastern U.S., once again raising air quality concerns, especially for those with conditions such as asthma or emphysema. Experts recommend preparing for the upcoming wildfire season now, so that when a fire does break out, people at risk know what to do and how to escape safely. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.